Dear teens, how are you all doing today? My name is Fina Chichi, and I'm a teens coach and a family coach as well. One of the things that I wanted to share with you today is learning how to regulate your emotions. And I don't want this to come across, and this my intention is for this not to come across as, don't get angry or don't be angry. That's not the word. That's not what I'm trying to say. A lot of times, we might be treated unfairly, and it's normal for us to be upset about it. A lot of times people may lie against us, and that's okay to be upset about it. A lot of times people may accuse you of things that you didn't do, and that's very okay to be upset about it. So being upset about something and somehow that someone has treated you is not a bad thing. The question now is, how do we express that upset? How do we express that anger? That's where the dilemma comes into play. And so my encouragement to you is so that you can, in that moment, really, really practice what you're learning today. And what you're learning today is about ways that you can actually regulate your emotions. You being upset is fine. So acknowledge that you're upset in that moment. And then ask yourself, how do I express my being upset in this moment in a more matured way? That is the key. How do we express ourselves in a more matured way? First of all, we can step out of the situation, walk away and say, I'm not going to address this right now. What you've said, I feel upset about it. I feel sad about it. I feel angry about what you've just said. I'm going to address this later. And then you walk away. Or if it's a situation where you cannot physically walk away, then you just stay there, but you don't say much anymore. And the person can keep talking, especially if the person is shouting, just ignore the person. Irrespective of who they are, ignore. Don't allow yourself to get into an altercation with that person, whether the person is an adult, whether the person is your mate, whoever the person is. Focus on you regulating your emotions. They may not be regulating their emotions, and that's really sad, especially if it's an adult and the adult cannot regulate their emotions. That's sad. But I want you to focus on what you can control, because you can't control what the adult is doing or what your mate is doing. But you can control how you react. You can control how you respond. That's in your hands to control. So every time that something happens, and you get upset and you get angry, remember to look after yourself first. Because when you express your emotions in an angry way, anger outbursts, or you throw things, or you break things around and do all the kind of things that you do in that moment, it's yourself you're hurting and not the other person. And so my encouragement for you today and always is to stay matured in those situations. And what you can do is practice your response before anything happens, so that when something happens, you have a rehearsal that you've had in mind already. Yeah, so you decide what you're going to do. Are you going to walk away? Are you going to say what you need to say and then step out, say what you want to say and then leave the room, or say what you want to say, stay there, but keep your mouth shut and don't get into the bigger escalations of things? That's your choice now to make. And the more you make these choices of regulating your emotions, then you can go away, breathe in, breathe out. I do a lot of breathing in exercises, breathing exercises to help me regulate my emotions. Because as I said, the feeling of being angry, it's not a problem. It's not the issue. It's what we do and what we say in those angry moments that can then become the issue. So my encouragement today and always is learn to look after you first. And you look after yourself by regulating your emotions. Rehearse it before it happens, so that in the moment, you can remember the things that you have rehearsed, the ways that you have rehearsed in regulating your emotions. You are amazing. And I want you to stay amazing. Take care. I trust this helps. Take care.